We have got Whiskey and Boots, also known as Mark Storin and Georgia King, in the studio talking to us. They're not in the studio, they're on the phone. I don't know what I said that. They are on the phone talking to us about Mama Sitch, which is happening at Mandurah Performing Arts Centre for Mother's Day. Amazing. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi, Ben. We wish we were in the studio.
I know. Well, I'm used to you being in the studio.
I know. But we are in Mandurah Town instead, so not this time.
So,
yeah.
You are in Mandurah Town talking to members of the community in Mandurah about their mothers, because every time Mama Sitch is performed, it's a new show.
Yeah, brand new show. So, yeah, which keeps us on our toes. We don't get bored easily. So it's brand new stories. We've got 11 stories for Mandurah over two weekends of shows.
Wow.
So that's 11 new people to meet and interview and put into the show. And that means 11 new pieces of music for the band to put together as well. So, yeah, we're racing to the finish line, I think it feels like.
I mean, in some way it must feel very familiar, but in another completely different direction, it must feel like a lot of pressure to be able to put these things together every time.
Yeah, I think sometimes I think we're getting better at handling that pressure. But yeah, again, we always feel the responsibility of taking these stories on board and presenting them in the most careful way, I guess. Don't you reckon, Georgia? It's sort of a
And you want, like, you can't, there's no chance to just go, oh, we know how this goes, oh, we know what to do, because it's a brand, like, these are precious stories, you know. They're people's most intimate relationships, you know, with their mums, and it's really, they're so generous in what they share, and these Mandurah stories have blown us away again, like, that things that many people in their community don't know about them. And so that's really important that we have to take it like it's the very first time we've ever made the show.
And for people who maybe...
Sorry, it's the first time we have made this version of the show.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
Yeah, because for people who maybe haven't seen Mama Sitch before, it is a show about mums. It's a show where Whiskey and Boots come into a community, you ask to share stories about their mums, and then the answers are kind of woven together to be told back to the audience in this live headphone verbatim way. That is, you wear the headphones and you use the words of the community to perform it back to them.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, I was just going to say, so what's great about that is that we kind of, it's a really authentic way of being a conduit, I guess, for somebody else's story. We don't change it in any way. It's told in a linear kind of fashion. And we don't sort of play them as a character or perform them as such. We just actually have their words in our ears. And that sort of comes out through a kind of magic, I guess. It changes the pitch and the tone and the intonation, and our voice sort of morphs into them. And it's a really fascinating kind of way to share somebody's story, to kind of set it free, I guess.
Yeah, is it freeing for you as a performer? Like, what is that feeling like as you have this voice in your ears taking you over?
I find it extremely freeing. Sorry, just jumping in. Because it's both freeing and also like extremely stressful, because you are representing a person. And even though with Mama Sitch it's anonymous, lots of people can often guess who it is. If they know the person, they usually can guess who it is. And it's still very revealing to the person who's sitting in the audience. So there's a huge responsibility to do them justice and, you know, to make them feel like, yeah, that's me. I feel well represented. But in the performance mode, like when it's actually happening, it's very liberating, because you're not making any choices as an actor, because the choices have been made by the person in the interview. So you're just like Mark said, we're just a conduit for that conversation.
Absolutely. Like you kind of just have to get out of the way, don't you, Georgia? It's sort of like, and just let it come out. And that in itself is quite a freeing mm-hmm. sort of experience from a performer's kind of viewpoint, I guess.
So last year you presented Mama Stitch in Gosnells and Kalamunda. I think Midland might have been the year before.
No, Midland was just in that year. Midland was the Perth Festival.
Of course.
2021.
So you've done it in a few different suburbs around Perth now. How has the show been different this time in Mandurah?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
I feel like these stories, it's people have come ready to share. Like, I feel like we've gone into some really different territory around, like, what a family looks like, what a mum looks like, is. People are bearing a lot of really personal, not always positive frames about what a mum has been to them in their life. Mm-hmm. So I think it's maybe a little darker than some of the ones we've done before, maybe. But do you know what? Like, I feel like we kind of think about how it feels for us. But then you put it in front of an audience and their interpretation can be entirely different from what we think it's going to be. So in a way, it's hard to know until the audience is there.
I feel for me, I'm definitely drawn to that darker side of what mothers are.
Hmm.
I think that would be very interesting.
It is.
Go ahead, Mark.
I think I'd agree with Georgia. Like this, it feels like this version of Mama Stitch is a little darker. Some of the stories and some of the subject matter that our participants have raised is really, it feels a little different to some of the others that we've done. But again, you know, like they're all just so, that's what's so great about the project. It's different and unique every time.
Have there been any recurring themes that have really kind of stuck with you and that you look forward to seeing pop up in different guises each time?
I think something recurring for me is the experience that the audience have listening to the stories. I think people really recognise themselves in other people's stories, and I think that creates a lot of discussion around maybe some more traumatic or challenging subject matter. So I think that's I think the short answer is yes, there's definitely things that do come up each time, don't you think, Georgia?
Yeah, and maybe also like there's a generational thing that happened, like there's a woman of a certain age whose mum was of a certain way. So, like, there's say the 50s and 60s plus, they're like, they cooked meat and three veg. They did the Women's Weekly cookbook, for their birthday cakes. There's that kind of, and they maybe were a little bit colder and didn't show their love in a really effusive way. And then with the little kids that we interviewed, so like I interviewed an 8-year-old yesterday, they have similar themes. Like they just love and adore their mums but don't know very much about them, and that's a cute theme as well. They just love them so much but don't know, like, you know, I said, what do you think your mum likes to drink? And he's like, well, I like lemon, lime and bitters, so I suppose she likes lemon, lime and bitters. And that's sort of that's a theme as well. And it's that's adorable. And so I feel like there's generational kind of themes that come up.
The idea of knowing your mum as a human being and knowing your mum as your mum.
Yeah, and also like maybe more like 30s and 40s, there's a real friendship idea around motherhood as well. Mm. Like there's a lot of like my mum's like my best friend and my mum, and that looks entirely different to a generation where mums were, you know, had a place. And they didn't cross that line around friendship. That's different as well. And even with the darker stuff, and there's also this humour that comes through, and that's a common theme as well, that we kind of like to laugh at our mums a bit through, not in a malicious or mean way, but they are funny when they don't mean to be. And that's the theme I think we get a lot too.
Yeah, there's a... Sorry, Beck.
So this show in Mandurah has come just in time for Mother's Day itself. It's happening next weekend and the weekend of the 14th and 15th of May at Mandurah Performing Arts Centre. How can people find more about it and make sure that they kind of get more, get tickets and are able to go?
You can go to the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre website, or you can go follow Whiskey and Boots on the socials, and we are pumping it out in all of those mediums. We're also running a competition. If people jump on and find us on social media, we're running a Mother's Day competition. People can win tickets to the Mother's Day show that way as well.
I do have to ask one last question that I've never asked before, and it's just occurred to me this morning. Who is Whiskey and who is Boots?
it depends on the day.
Depends. Sometimes George is Whiskey and I'm the Boots, and other days I'm definitely the Whiskey.
Georgia, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Also, shout out to Holly Garvey and Tom Garvey as well, who are the performers, music composers of the songs that are included in the Whiskey and Boots shows. There's Mama Stitch is happening next weekend and the weekend after, just in time for Mother's Day. So if you are down Mandurah way, definitely something to think about doing with your mum. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mark and Georgia.
Thanks,
Beck. Thanks, Beck. Thanks so much.